do something to you now.
Back in music.
Okay, that's fine. It's good. That's good. We're back. We're back. I don't know if the first 25 minutes of the show is going to be uploaded, but at any rate, we have to do a little checking here. This is Jimmy Doan Show here at jimmydoan.com. Email us, of course, at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at...
Oh, actually, Jimmy, I had to do it as J-I-M-M-I-Y-I-E, Doan.
Oh, is that a capital Y?
Yeah, well, they were all taken, so
that's
I had
right.
to do that.
I see, yeah, right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's
I know.
J-I-M-M-Y.
Actually, you couldn't use the J-I, you had to put the Y in there, so it's Yimmy.
Yimmy, that's right. Yumpin' Yimmy, it's a Norwegian Yimmy.
All right, Jimmy Doan, it's good to be back on your show again.
That's
Let's
great. Yeah, we had
the last caller really took me by surprise. I didn't know that 18-year-old girls gave a squat about the economy.
Well, it is unbelievable. I mean, it's just I don't know. You wouldn't think they would care them. Now, fortunately, we need to have them over for a little, you know, close encounter.
Close encounter. I really want to
of
see
the fourth kind.
Of the best kind. I want to make sure she wasn't reading that from a script. Honestly, you know that.
Yeah. We'll find out. At any rate, it'll work out just fine. At any rate, we're on test number two here to make sure we're not doing any pops.
Check one, two, check.
Check,
one,
check.
Two,
Eric, good to see you. And EJ.
Good to be here.
Always good to see you, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's going to be fun here. I think we're going to do well. So at any rate, we have,
you want to hear some lighter side news?
Yeah.
All right. There's a couple of funny ones in here. I figured I'd like to hear your take on this.
Okay. Good plan.
Let's see here. Experts say youngsters are trying riskier stunts.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. No, that's they have one of the new things that they're apparently is which I thought didn't they do this in train spotting or were they doing car surfing now?
Right.
Yes. Right.
Car
right.
surfing. Where
but,
you?
But Michael J. Fox did that in like. Werewolf. Punks.
Yeah, or, something right. Well, of course, that was a stunt.
Boy wolf.
Punks, that's, yeah. Wolf
punk
boy.
Yeah,
wolf
but,
boy. That,
yeah.
Whatever.
But I mean, but I'm guessing that was a might have been a stunt double. And of course, they probably had mattresses everywhere.
Exactly. No, he was up on something, you know, well, and it was moving.
Well, of course, the other thing that I liked, well, you know, but Michael J. Fox is a little bit unusual because, you know, he was able to ride the special skateboard that in Back to the Future, right. Of course, they had that skateboard that it just floated on air, the hoverboard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if he can ride that, certainly he can ride a lot of stuff. So I mean, that's I don't know where you buy those. I was over here looking at one of the looking at the Sports Authority, but I didn't see any of those.
I checked eBay.
No.
Still not available.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, yeah. He's got his. So anyway, if he can ride that, what was the other some of the other stunts? I mean, I've always thought.
Oh, there was the pass out game where you.
Oh, that's right. Has anybody died from that?
Yeah, two people, and then again, some other girl, I believe, had popped all the blood vessels in her eyes and her face. That must have looked attractive.
Mm. Yeah, boy, I tell you, was she trying to get rid of her zits?
Oh. No, I guess it's some kind of a high when you pass
it
out.
It is. Well, let me tell you, it is.
What do you just have to wrap a telephone cord around your throat?
Look, don't laugh. The simple fact is that they have known for years, one of the sex things that they do is
deprive the oxygen,
at the moment.
Right.
Well, they did a show on CSI something where these people hang themselves. Uh-huh. They hang themselves, and then somebody's supposed to cut them down before they die. And of course, what was that movie with those kids? It was called the one of the brat kids or something where they were not terminal something, but
where they were making themselves die.
Yes,
a time.
Exactly.
Okay.
What anyway?
Flatliners.
So, flatliners. Yeah, exactly right. Flatliners. Cano Reeves. Was that Cano Reeves or?
No, it was Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Oh, well, they're all the same. No,
Kevin Bacon. That was it.
Starts with a K.
Kevin Bacon. It was 6 Degrees. Kevin Bacon. Or whatever.
I knew the name started with a K. Right. I was right on that. I had a 1 in 26 shot.
1 in 26.
It's
been known for eons that when a man is choked and when or his neck is, you know, not necessarily just snapped, but when he's suffocated and strangled and the everything is crushed, one of his last bodily functions is to ejaculate.
Really.
And there was a
that's bullshit.
I did not know that.
That's a Let's try it. Wait a minute. Okay, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'll get the thing.
You know, I don't believe you. Get the rope.
Get the rope.
Get the rope. Get the.
We'll have this on pay-per-view on JimmyDoan.com.
That's right.
Later.
No, get the zip cord. I want to try this. Let's see.
Zip cord.
Let's see.
Oh, DJ, I got these pliers. I'll cut them off.
That's it. Yeah, cut what off? Look out now. No.
We'll auction that off later.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that, you know, well, it's either, again, we've always said that we have the saying here, of course, this is God's way of eliminating stupid people, or, you know,
well, I've always said
a little chlorine in the gene pool, or the strong do survive. I mean, if you
culling
really are.
Culling the herd. That's right. I say we cull the herd. I agree.
We don't have to cull it. They obviously do it themselves.
This is exactly.
You know, safety.
This is exactly right.
Everything that the kids don't get a chance to die. I mean, you know, the kid who swallowed the most marbles was supposed to die. Right. He was supposed to win, but he was supposed to die.
That's right. As long as they don't pass those genes along to the offspring. And this is one of the reasons I worry when government, you know, gets involved in saving people. Why? You know, look, these people are not going to contribute anything.
Right.
It is fascinating to see how this also, though, operates on a more important or higher level for a lot of people. I don't know if you know this, but the incidence of diabetes has increased dramatically in this country in the last 50 or 60 years. Actually, in the last 100 years.
PTK possibility.
Pardon?
Or that PTK babies or whatever, the ones that we inoculate against them now, but that gene is now spreading rampant because we are basically, it's not survival of the fittest anymore. We're making sure that everybody stays alive.
Right.
And so we're passing all the...
Right. They would have died normally.
That's right.
Well, I saw a couple things. First of all, diabetes is running rampant now because normally those people didn't make it. It used to be something like 5% of the population. It's like going up to where it's 20%, I understand. Right. But you're right. You're exactly right about this this business of saving, you know, it's diluting the gene pool. It's, you know... Yeah. So maybe this is our next step in evolution is to go extinct.
Well, they did say that, and again, some of this stuff is, of course, extreme sports. But all in all, the physicians, it says other physicians agree that this kind of risk taking is dangerous. But they point off that way more often young people die in car accidents or from violence. So than this type of stuff. So
and so maybe we'll just outlaw risks.
Well, it's probably what we should do.
Well, we should start
no risk allowed.
The risk, the game of risk, because you know it has all those little parts.
Well, they're talking about Grand Theft Auto has now been recalled from a lot of places. Yeah, because of the violence, and it doesn't matter what somebody's going to say. You can see of course Johnny Cochran's dead, but you can see the next attorney coming up and say, well, he played Grand Theft Auto, and that's why he shouldn't be convicted of killing the 19 people, his aunt, his uncle, his kids. And everybody in the school.
It's just a different...
With a screwdriver.
Yeah, with a screwdriver and laughing all the way. You know, he had a box cutter. And
Twinkie defense. You know, yeah. There's some...
The Twinkie defense. Exactly right.
What's the Twinkie defense?
There's a sugar overload.
Twinkie defense.
Yes, yes.
Ate too many Twinkies.
That's right.
Lost his mind and bludgeoned several people.
That's right.
It was the Twinkie.
It was the Twinkie that did it. That's right. So now we get Sara Lee in
we're gonna sue Sara Lee. I want her on the ropes.
That's right. That's right.
Tramp.
$20 million from Sara Lee.
There's no 20. I want. Double that, man, and that's just
you are just a greedy person.
Not at all. That's
no. I saw 20 million is not enough.
No, it's not nearly.
You sound like a government person.
Not from no. The thing that Sara Lee and all the nasty ho sisters did is
nasty ho sisters.
All those bitches did is just produce. You know, they produce gobs and gobs of food that has no nutritional value. Tastes great. I love it, man. Oh, and it's fucking more filling. And I want more. But it is absolutely fucking devoid of any nutrition. It's
And so tell me about your cigarettes again.
Oh, man, these are absolutely full of nutrition.
Okay.
Full of nutrition.
Man, tobacco is chock full of tar and nicotine.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you know, there is not a nutrition label on that box.
No, it doesn't say, but I know.
Okay,
but I know.
That's right. Well, so anyway,
I know what's in a Sara Lee pot.
Right.
And so
in Dolly Heidi Fleiss Madison, I'm
sure. Oh my god! I wondered what was in that cream. I used to love those things, too. Those chocolate Dolly Madison fucking coronary stop your fucking heart before you finish it pies. Oh, man.
Which one are you talking about? Oh, the stop your heart one.
Yeah, the
okay,
stop
right,
your heart
okay.
one.
That's
they
right.
actually had to recall that one.
That's right. The now they just have the slowdown.
No, it's just you're right. It's just
a slowdown.
Slowdown.
It actually comes with a free fucking prescription of Lipitor. But, you know.
That's right. That's the way you buy your Lipitor. You go in and get. Yeah. Comes with. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
You got to have it. I mean,
all right.
Beat all right. So, but
death.
No, your kids go down. They go down. I help them when I can. But it is the case that, you know, you can't fix stupid. And if you save it and save it and save it,
you get more stupid.
You get most stupid.
You get most stupid. Well, you can fix it actually with a well placed 38. I'd say if you know what we ought to do is.
But then it all comes down to who's going to pull the trigger and who's going to aim her. And
I've got three of us right here. Okay, no problem.
You figure out who needs to go. Eric, you load the weapon and
if we get one of them sniper guns from 2,000 yards, you know,
right.
with a silencer on it.
Right.
No, I think what we need is we need larger bullets with a much larger impact. And the report is, you know, when it finishes up, there's a crater about 20 feet by 20 feet.
It's like that thing that Sylvester Stallone when he has those arrows that blow up. You know, he was shooting people with those arrows.
Yeah, and First Blood.
Yeah, right.
Seventh
Blood, whatever.
Seventh Blood.
All right. Yeah. Well, here's another one. Woman gives birth on flight to New York. Baby boy was born about 10 minutes before this flight landed at John F. Kennedy. Well, I tell you, he must have smelled great.
Who had to clean up the broken water?
Clean up aisle four.
You're sitting in your oh, man, how would you like to be the guy next to that woman? Her water breaks. Your glass was empty 1 minute. The next minute, it's full. You're like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, what if she was on the aisle seat or something? You were wedged in there. I mean, how do you get out? I mean, ooh.
Oh, you slide right out, man. It depends on how big she was, how many kids are in there. But I understand it's not a cup, you know. This is not a cup. Oh, my water broke. No, it's like a bucket fucking gets dumped out on the floor. I can't even imagine. So, and yeah, I bet it's been up there for a while. Smells good.
Yeah.
Well, they said it's 10 minutes before landing, so that's why. Right. But it's not like you can run in the bathroom and do it. You know, if right. you've been in those bathrooms, it's not even. You know, if this woman weighed more than 150, well, you got to figure she weighed more than 200 pounds. She ain't getting through the door, so she's gonna do it in the aisle across the seats.
Right.
Oh my God. You know.
But don't worry, I understand that they gave everybody in that who got a little wet, they gave them a 10% off coupon for their next flight.
Oh my God! You gotta be kidding.
No. Delta's doing. They're really
well. They gave me. I will say that when I came back from Guatemala, I got my entire next trip for free, round trip.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I bumped myself. They. You know what they do? I didn't realize this. What they do is they, if they realize the flight is overbooked, they take names for more than they need, and then they start eliminating. You call up and you go up there and you say, I'll give up my seat.
Right.
And then for some of the people, they'll call you back and they'll say, nope, we didn't need your seat after all. So I was one of the lucky ones. They bumped me and they put me in downtown Guatemala City, you know, per capita income, 10 bucks. And, which was like
cheap cab ride to your hotel.
Yeah. It was cheap cab ride. And they paid for all that. They paid for the hotel. 5-star hotel in Guatemala is like, it's like a rundown Motel 8.
Six,
yeah, that's right.
That's great.
They didn't leave the light on.
They don't have electricity, so yeah, they can't really leave. We leave the candle on for
you. That's right.
Hey.
They left the candle on for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're apparently, this is, of course, a Trinidad flight, and it looks like they're going to give the baby boy, says, is entitled to apply for U.S. citizenship. Interesting.
Ah, really?
Yeah. So airspace is now.
Apparently. Yeah, well, of course, the thing is, you have to make it to U.S. soil. And my guess is, unless they were going to throw that baby out the plane, you know.
Well, it would have landed on U.S. soil.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, in order to avoid that, they
landed on U.S. shore.
We're going to open up the door here.
We're going to suck out all that water.
That's right. So we throw the baby out into Atlantic.
Well, if you time it right, you can suck out the water when it breaks, you know?
Well, that's true.
This is a whole new industry.
Well, the other thing you can do, of course, if you're a terrorist, is you could use that as a diversion. get your girlfriend on there to have the baby while, you know.
Oh, wow. You get your whole family into paradise for doing something like that.
That's true.
You know?
All right. One more, and then we got to go and close this half hour out, which has only been 15 minutes. How about this one? Fire captain uses fire truck to water lawn.
Perfect.
Must be nice.
Isn't that
Look,
cool?
If being the king doesn't bring you any fucking perks, then
That's
why
right.
would you be the fucking king?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And look.
Now, if he didn't water his neighbor's lawn too, perhaps I'd be a little.
Neighbor's probably who turned him in.
See, I'm upset with that because that's. Hey, you
well, you know,
there,
you're only allowed to water between, 3 o'clock in the morning and 6:30.
It makes sense because if you're out there at noon watering your fucking lawn, you have to fucking water. Just dissipates before it hits the ground.
Let me tell you, here in Gainesville at any rate, one of the things that's interesting
is... It separates
is,
into oxygen and hydrogen. Yeah,
right.
Up.
That's right. It comes out of the hose and never hits the ground.
Looks like a flamethrower from Vietnam.
Yeah. No, the thing is they charge you here. Not only do they charge you for the water as it comes in, but even if you drink it, they charge you double.
Everything, right. Everything that comes out in water is
So this guy is great because he collects the water from I don't know where.
No, well, it was it was actually, let me tell you, they went through a training session, and normally they instead of dumping the water down the street or down a drain as normal procedure, he put the water on his lawn. Of course, it was a lawn 50 miles north of where the
I see.
Truck belongs.
Yeah. And so of course I came down, they told him, they said, we consider this a misuse of fire department equipment.
Well, they get about 1 mile to the gallon, so right.
Charge him for the gas.
Exactly.
And leave his ass alone.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the truck wear and tear and the gasoline alone, is he could have probably bought a new house driving it that far, but he said he didn't want to waste the water.
Yeah, right. Certainly don't give a shit about the gas. The goddamn 30 gallons of gas at $3 a gallon. Didn't want to waste that shit.
Right, and as John Stone said over there, if he didn't want to waste it, he could have watered the department's lawn. Aw.
Well, how about anybody's lawn?
Anybody's lawn, right.
I mean,
right.
As you're driving the truck back to the station, you're just... And the kids sitting on the road would probably have a good time doing it. I've seen that commercial where the fire hose is... turned on to the kids in the heat of the day. What's up
well,
with that? No, now they take the water and he waters. The chief waters his lawn. I love
it. Yeah,
if this is not a Mr. Magoo move, I don't know what it is.
They're fining him $120 for using the fire truck, and he was reprimanded and must pay 35 cents per gallon for the water he used.
Oh, shit. What's that all about?
That's what they're going to charge him with, and he said he's not going to refute the fine. So
35 cents per gallon. I know, but
what was it, Evian?
Yeah, right, exactly.
The truck holds 500 gallons. I don't know, maybe, well, they got, probably, you know that they spent some money filling those trucks up. They probably got some kind of massive filter because they got all those pumps and stuff. That stuff probably is Evian by the time
No. It's crap water. It's a nickel a gallon water, I can guarantee
This is their city tax again. They're going to take
Oh, wait a minute, this is New York?
No, this is Kokomo, Indiana.
Well, that explains it.
Why is that?
No reason.
Kokomo, Indiana. I mean, Kokomo, Indiana. I don't know. That's
just... We're Coco in Kokomo. Oh, hey, we're Cuckoo in Kokomo. No reason at all.
The chief lives 50 miles away. My God, he lives in another county. What the hell is he doing?
Well, in Indiana, it might be a little larger county. I don't know. Gainesville, we're in our county, is 34 miles across. Okay, we got to get out of here.
Hey, it's great seeing you guys.
Yep, and we'll do it again.
We will indeed.
We're going to go eat, and we'll be back, though. Podcasting, don't forget, it's jimmydone.com, and you can email me at jimmy@jimmydone.com.
Don't forget, if we have any of those twins out there that want to come in here and
always like twins.
Speak their case, so...
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm sure they have to pass by you before they get in here, so... these are all hands-free devices, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so don't you worry.
That's right. We'll see you later. Come back anytime. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it.